It's coming up on 9:50. We'll go in for the opening market report in just a moment with Dave Dickey. I want to read a quote that came in with one of our pledges this morning that was particularly touching. I listen to WILL AM off and on all day long at work and have appreciated so many of the programming features over the years, I'm sure including Focus 580, which is coming up. I will be retiring December 31st, 2009, and I'm already thinking about how I can retrain myself to listen in my new life. I have to figure it out because there are too many interesting discussions that I will miss otherwise. Thanks so much for making my years of work much more pleasurable. Sincerely, Elise Fine. And thank you very much for the comments, and thank you very much for the support. We're here to do that. We're here for you, and we're here because of you. And thanks to everyone who has contributed during this spring pledge drive, which is wrapping up right after the opening market report. We have the next 15 minutes to go. We need to get into the ag office because Dave Dickey is there along with Les Schulte, and we have some challenges that we need to, in the next 15 minutes, meet so that we can bring you more of what you're helping to make possible on WILL with your pledges at 244-9455 or willpledge.org. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Jay. Alongside, as you said, is Les Schulte, and we've been counting on our toes and our fingers and whatever else we have available to try to get a handle on where we're standing on the agricultural challenge, and we think we know. Where are we, Les?
We have nine pledges to go to meet this ag challenge, and the challenge comes from AgriGold Hybrids, the Andersons, Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, and Cadent EFG of Chicago. They have banded together to put $1,250 on the table when we hear from 100 supporters of ag during this drive. We are down to nine calls to go to meet this challenge at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org.
So nine calls in the next 14 minutes. You know, we heard from Jay Pierce just a moment ago about a testimony about the service and what that person said about it. You know, those kind of testimonies come in all the time, and they come in for agriculture, too. A couple that I have in my hand, one says, I wanted to support what I perceive as an unbiased source of market information that I find in your weekly agricultural newsletter. And then this one. I think we listeners get more bang per buck from WILL than you can get anywhere else. It isn't even close. Thanks for doing such a great job so consistently in agriculture. Those are the kind of testimonies, Les, that we hear all the time here at the WILL Ag office, and we're so grateful for those. And now it's time for our listeners to show us a little support financially so that we can make that ag challenge at 217-244-9455.
Yeah, and keep in mind that like $100 covers about 1 hour's worth of programming here at WILL. Maybe you can cover 1 hour worth of programming yourself, or maybe a half an hour at 217-244-9455. Eight calls to go to meet the challenge, but we need to do it right now. This is at the final minutes of our spring drive. You know, Dave, one of the things I find fascinating, especially about the Ag Service, is the wide range of locations.
Communities.
It's just amazing. I'm just looking down the list here. Well, Manhattan, Chatsworth, of course, Findlay, Ohio. We had a call in on the website. So somebody's using us on the web, our Ag Service on the web. Ellsworth, it's just amazing. Bourbonnais. You know, no matter where you're listening to this service or how you're listening to this service, we need you to just do a little bit. And when we combine that together, we can keep producing a great service for you. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Eight more calls to meet this challenge.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Tuesday morning. Kansas City May wheat opened at 5.62, up 3 on the open. July, 5.70, up 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.05, up a half on the open. July, 5.15, down 1.25. May corn opened at 3.70, up a half on the open. July, 3.79, up a quarter. September, 3.91, up 3.25. December, 3.99 and a half, up 3/4. March of 2010, 4.11, up a half. May, 4.20 and a quarter, up 1.5 on the open. May soybeans open at 10.22, up 3.5 on the open. July, 10.13, up 1.5. November, 9.01, down 2 on the open. May soybean meal open at 3.2070, up 1.50 on the open. July, 3.1290, up a dollar. May soybean oil open at 35.45, unchanged from the open. The July version at 35.70, down 5. April live cattle open at 87.55, up 17.5 on the open. April feeders, 99.40, up 95. May lean hogs open at 70.85, down 12.5 on the open. And May bellies open at 82.05, and it was unchanged on the open. Les Schulte alongside. We're continuing to tabulate how we're doing with that ag challenge.
Two more to go. Just two calls to go to meet this ag challenge. $1,250 on the line, and we really appreciate the businesses who have put this up. But right now we need two more calls or two more online at willpledge.org. The number to call, 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
Let's go ahead and bring Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities into the mix. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
You are practically one of the original three, I like to think about, in the current permutation of our ag service going back to, well, a couple of decades, frankly, and you've watched it over the years and watched how it's developed and have talked to a lot of people over the years about the service. What are your thoughts and what do people say?
Well, I think, Dave, as we look at how things have evolved, the WILL was, the start of a lot of good things that go on as far as agriculture is concerned, and they've continued to, Todd, and you have continued to grow this program, and it's bigger. We do more meetings out now to the local areas, Commodity Week, the extra services, the call-in, the on-air broadcasts, the podcasts, everything like that, the reports being shot out to you, the newsletter that goes out for free that if you were paying for it would probably be a $450, $500 a year newsletter. So, just so many things have developed over the time, and you continue to try to serve the agricultural community.
And now's the time, if you enjoy and use this service in any way, to call with your contribution at 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Two calls away to meet the Great Ag Challenge from Bates Commodities, Caden EFG, the Andersons, Risk Management Commodities, and AgriGold Hybrids for $1,250. Let's jump into the marketplace, Wayne. As fast as it fell tomorrow, you wouldn't have thought it would fall any more today, and we did have a little bit of a firmer open.
Yeah, a couple things happened, Dave. I mean, yesterday we got the planting progress a little bit behind on the corn. We got a little bit wetter forecast for the eastern Midwest. We got some stabilization here yesterday in the corn market where it come off its lows. The beans, we're seeing a little bit of commercial buying today. Very light selling, but the buying is lightened up at these levels, and we seem to be in a consolidation phase, maybe for the rest of the day until some more news and the next weather forecast comes out now.
Is the change that we saw yesterday the beginning of a trend change in your estimation, or a consolidation phase?
Well, I think basically we're looking at a consolidation phase for right now. We did see some cash movement of beans when the cash beans got over $10 in a lot of areas. We did see an overbought situation on the technical page. So a little consolidation is needed before we move on up here, if we move on up. And that's going to depend a lot on what China does and where they continue to go to the supermarket of the world, whether it's the U.S. or whether it's Brazil from here on in.
Are they done with the reserve buying yet, in your estimation?
No, they are not done yet, Dave. They're still aggressively buying, and they're going to continue to be buying here because I think that all their programs point to building that reserve, and they're committed to their people and their farmers there.
What do you want them to do about Argentina's crop? It continues to get smaller.
We've expected it to get smaller here, and I think that probably there'll be one more reduction. And until we get farther along, I think they're a little over 50% done now. Until we see how that last 30% goes along, why they're probably done with the reductions for the meantime.
Do you think a 35 million metric ton crop is just supportive, or would it pop old crop beans somewhat?
Well, I think if we go down to the 35 and they feel that that's that or a little bit lower, why that does have the eventual move to move us a little bit higher as far as the beans go, as long as we don't see a lot of switching of what's already been sold to China from North America to South America.
And talk about the corn market from a technical standpoint. Where do you think the market could potentially catch?
Well, I think, you know, we got down in the area where it caught on yesterday's move down. Unfortunately, I don't see a lot of the $4 seems to cap it, and where we went to yesterday seems to support it. And we don't have, until we get a little farther along in planning and see whether we add to the government's predictions or not, we don't have a lot to take us higher, and we don't have a lot to take us a lot lower than that at this point in time. So we're definitely in a trading range there.
5% of the crop in the ground for corn, according to NASS, as of Sunday. Given what happened last year, will traders even give these numbers much credence and pay attention to them? Maybe not until, I don't know, 21 May.
Oh, I think it depends on what the weather of the next couple weeks will be. If we get into the first week of May and we see good planting conditions across the Midwest, we know that they've got a lot of planters and they're big planters and we can make a lot of progress. So, but we'll be watching to see the weather come the 1st of May here, the first week of May, and see if we can't keep going. Remember, we do lose a bushel or two a day after certain points in time along the way, Dave. So it's going to be very important to look at that. But watching the crude oil and seeing what we think that ethanol will do is going to have as much to do with the corn market as planning will over the next 3 weeks.
Stay right there, Wayne. Let's go ahead to Les Schulte and get an update about where we are on the agricultural challenge.
Well, we're getting really close, Dave. We have two calls to go to meet the Ag Challenge, and that would be a great way to tap off this fun drive. We, FYI, we did make that $5,000 challenge this morning. Thanks
wow.
to everyone who made their calls and made their support. Two calls away from meeting the Ag Challenge. It would be a great way to end this drive. The number to call, 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org.
And remember, if you pledge online, to mention somewhere in your form that you are supporting agricultural programming. Wayne, what else are you seeing in the marketplace that we might have to pay attention to in the balance of the week?
Well, of course, I think, you know, the weather forecast is number one. Number two, I think we want to watch the dollar index, of course, because that greatly affects whether we're competitive with South America as far as the beans go. And, you know, and the stock market. Strong stock market, watch the trading basis as far as what freight, if they're starting to see freight starting to be booked, and that tells us that maybe the world is coming to a little bit of economy. But, you know, right now we are in a dire situation as to the world economy, as to how much demand there's actually going to be out there. We know we're short of beans, but we still have to have world demand to keep it going, and right now it is China's our main customer.
Do you think world demand will pick up in the third and fourth quarter of this year?
I'm not sure about the third quarter. You know, all of the economists that we've been paying attention to, and I'm wondering how they're quite as optimistic as they are, seem to look for a real recovery in the world economy by the fourth quarter or first quarter of next year.
And anything else before we let you go today?
Well, you were saying we've been on the with the WIL team for a while, and I just done a quick thing, hit the calculator a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that for WIL meetings, Commodity Week, and a few things like that, in our time period, we probably put about 65,000 to 70,000 miles on our car.
Well, you're due for a new car. How would you like to buy a 1974 Oldsmobile?
Hey, that'd be a classic. That'd be from the year I graduated from college.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. You know, Wayne is just one less of a number of great analysts that we have each and every week here at WIL. I think we have 15 in all that talk about the marketplace.
Yeah, that's one of the unique services I think we bring to our listeners, Dave. This kind of service, I think, as Wayne alluded to, if you were, you know, paying for this service, you'd probably be paying several $100s a year, or maybe even $1,000. I don't know, to get the expertise that these people can bring to you, and that we offer you, you know, basically for free. But and that's what we do. About a couple of times a year, we ask you to kick in and pay a little bit for this service, maybe $100, maybe $200, maybe $60. We really just ask you to do your best. We need a couple more calls right now to sort of wind up our drive, meet these challenges, and go home happy, I guess. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
And the importance of that meeting that challenge money is that when we were doing the calculations on the hours, we were going to be close to 170 hours total that our fine listeners supported in programming today.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and that's how we do it. That's over one third of the money necessary to operate this station, to purchase and produce the programs, comes directly from listeners. That makes you the single largest, most reliable source of income that this station has. And you know what? We kind of like it that way. That makes you our largest customer. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Two more pledges to wind up the drive here and meet this challenge.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.